Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the OM Times Radio Network.
And welcome. You're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on OM Times Radio. I am just so excited. Every week just keeps getting better and better, and we have so many new hosts joining us and from all over the spectrum. So if you're interested in health and wellness, spirituality, conscious living, there is a show for you. And the best thing about it is you don't need an app. You can just go to the website and you can listen from any mobile device, which is amazing. So today I have another great show for you today. We are talking about accessing the Akashic Records with world-renowned teacher Ernesto Ortiz, and I'm very excited about this. It wasn't a topic that I knew much about going in, but after reading the book, I know it'll be something that you guys enjoy. Next week, we have Guy Joseph Ale on, and in my little intro there of this show, we talk about what it means to be human and understanding the potentials and possibilities, and that's what we're going to be talking about next week, is how to ignite our potential. And Guy Joseph Ale is really an expert on mind-body-energy integration, and we're going to talk about how body consciousness relates to universal consciousness, and so it will be a great show. So I'm excited for that as well. If you need to get a hold of me at any time during the week, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter, either at Hestia Health or Entanglement Radio. I've had a lot of new friends joining me and connecting with me on Facebook in the past couple of weeks, so I'm very excited about that. I love to connect, and I really do mean that, and I'd like to know more about the topics that you would like to hear on this program and feedback from some of the shows that you've already listened to. So I look forward to that as well. So as I mentioned, today we are talking about the subject of Ernesto Ortiz's book, The Akashic Records. And as I mentioned, I didn't know much about, I knew I had a general idea of what the Akashic Records are about, but I had not the detail. And as I'm reading this book, which was really cool, I was at my son's Taekwondo class, and there's tons of kids running around, and it's super loud, and I'm reading this book, and I can just feel the energy moving up and down my spine and tingly all over and spirit bumps all over my body, and I was like, wow, this is really, really intense stuff, and intense in a really positive way. So I'm excited to talk about it, because if I can have that sort of reaction while I'm reading the book, I can only imagine as I explore my practice with this, which this book allows you to do, as well as have this conversation today. So because we carry stuff. We carry stuff around, even from the beginning of the day to the end of the day. We carry stuff around from our childhood. And then we also carry stuff around that has been inherited from previous lives, from inherited from our ancestors. And all of this sort of information is available to us. So we are going to dive more into that. So let's do that. Let me introduce my guests here. Ernesto Ortiz is the founder and director of Journey to the Heart, a company dedicated to uplifting consciousness and the well-being of people. He is a noted artist, author, facilitator, teacher, and therapist. During the past 25 years, Ernesto has facilitated hundreds of workshops and seminars in the United States, France, Canada, Australia, all over the world, in fact. And his deep and intimate connection with the Akashic Records began in 1993 after being deeply touched by the material, seeing his life transformed in assisting in numerous Akashic Record classes. With guidance from the masters, he started teaching in 1997. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Ernesto Ortiz to the program. Hello, how are you doing?
Angela, thank you so much. I'm doing fantastic. A little jet lag, but very, very happy to be with you.
Well, I am happy you're able to connect with us today. So let's start off with the basics. I think probably a lot of my listeners were like me, have a general idea of what the Akashic Records are, but let's start with that. What are they exactly?
What are they? Well, in an easy linear way of thinking, The Akashic Records are the recordings of our soul's evolution from the moment of its inception to the present moment. So they contain past and present and the possibility of unfoldment of future events. So the Akashic Records are your book of life, basically. So every emotion, every thought, every action that we have had in this life or previous lives is recorded and is imprinted into what is known as the Akashic Records. And for that is, you know, and that is our book of life. That is a way of describing the Akashic Records, to look at them in a personal way. But they are far more than that, because the Akashic Records, they expand to cover like a membrane, like a glue, the entire universe.
Yeah, so that was going to be one of my questions. Is it is this something just available for humans and inhabitants on this earth, or does this belong to every soul that ever exists anywhere out in the universe?
Well, you know, I wish I could tell you that the other solar systems are benefiting from the knowledge of the Akashic Records, but I don't know. But what I do know is that here on this planet, it seems like a dispensation, an explosion of consciousness has taken place or is taking place around the world. And with that, the Akashic Records as a tool for us to be able to go deep within and to self-discover. Now, the Akashic Records are a very dense substance, and the beauty about the Akasha and the Akashic Records, which is something that we have known in the mystical fields for hundreds and hundreds of years, is now being proven at a scientific level. And that, I think, is a great turn on for many people that need that scientific validation. So the Akashic Records, I call them, they're like a membrane. And I ask you to look at your body and to see how every cell, every organ, every bone is wrapped with this connective tissue. And with this, without this connective tissue, your body, our bodies will simply collapse. In the same way, the Akashic Records is that connective tissue that wraps around from the tiniest of cells in our body to the largest of planets in the universe. This thick, dense substance moves with zero-point gravity, which is incredibly dense, so we are able to connect and tap into this energy field to be able to travel to the past, to the present, and to the possibilities of future outcomes. So knowing this, the Akashic Records are present everywhere in the universe. And the main substance, the primordial substance of the Akashic Records is love. So this substance, this Akasha, is everywhere. The only thing we have to do in this planet or planets beyond this one is to tap into this frequency and being able to access it for our own personal good as well as the good of others.
So when you're explaining this, part of me feels that sounds like the explanation that somebody would say is the field of consciousness, or, you know, that unified field that connects all of us. Are those synonymous terms, or is that idea or that concept slightly different than the Akasha?
Well, it's all synonymous terms. You know, I think that we have arrived at the time of bridging the gaps of separation, of duality, and to truly understand that everything, absolutely everything, is a part of the same thing. And that same thing is that substance, is Akasha, is that collective consciousness, is the unifying field, is everything. So it is really the same thing. There's different ways of describing it, different terms that we use.
So you had mentioned about science is now being able to test this and be able to, well, not test it, but prove it. In what way, can you explain a little bit about what they're exactly looking at and using that as proof for what so many of us have experienced in a more spiritual way?
Yes, absolutely. Last March, a year ago, March 29 and 30th of 2014, there was a symposium in Milan, Italy. And this was called the New Akasha Paradigm in Science and Applications in Physics, Medicine, and Consciousness Research. And what the scientists there discover, as it is in quantum physics, a zero-point energy field that contains all the universal information that saints and seers, mystics and sages have maintained that exists for interconnecting cosmic energies from all roots of reality. And this is the word known as Akasha. So what we can do is enter windows that allows us to go to the other side, where levels of perception and possibilities are far beyond our ordinary consciousness and abilities. A place where everything collapses into a field that is connected. In this field, it is possible to access all information and travel from the past into the present. So quantum scientists recently discovered this new area of time and space that they're calling quantum vacuum, which is a super dense cosmic frictionless medium that carries light and all the universal forces of nature. Now, this quantum vacuum essentially generates the holographic field that is the memory of the entire universe. Now, this quantum field consists of subtle seas of fluctuating energies from which all things arise, atoms, galaxies, stars, planets, and living beings, even consciousness. So this zero-point Akashic field is not only the original source of all things that arise in time and space, but also is the constant and the enduring memory library of the universe. And this is incredibly exciting because now this is proven at a scientific level.
Yes, I absolutely love that. And I've had many conversations with guests on the show that so many of us have already had experience with this. And then in order for us to get a whole bunch of other people on board and even, you know, contemplate it, that we do need that science. We do need that that validation. So when we get back from the break here, I want to talk about how we access this field and who's kind of there to help us along the way and learn about this process. So we will learn about that more here. We're talking about Ernesto Ortiz and his book, The Akashic Records. We will be right back here on Entanglement Radio on OM Times Radio.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicent, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
The Conscious Parenting Radio Show provides inspiration and resources for loving, empowering, and respecting your children and yourself. Join me, Timothy, every Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time as we consciously explore proven ways of living together in happiness, health, and harmony.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We are back, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio on IOM FM. My guest today is Ernesto Ortiz, and he is the author of The Akashic Records. Well, before the break, we talked about what the Akashic Records are, and now I want to talk a little bit about how we can access them. So is this something that we... No, you know what? I'm just going to let you go from there. If you can give us a brief explanation on how we can access these records.
Okay. Well, what we're talking about is vibrational frequencies. And we're all wired to our own development, our own potential based on the levels of spirituality, consciousness, etc., meditation, if we do it, different kinds of things. So we're talking about a field of a very, very high, vibration. So what is reasonably to think is that in order for us to tap into this frequency, into this field, this vast field of knowledge and potential, we have to bring our vibration to a much higher level to be able to connect and plug in. In a more linear way, if you are wired to withstand frequencies of 110 volts, a frequency that is at 500 volts is so much higher that you're not able to identify it or see it. But when you bring your vibration close to the 500 volt, then at that moment, you plug in, and then what is available in that field is now available to you as well. And the way we do this, there are many ways of doing it. In fact, maybe I'm sure that most of your listeners, if they're meditators or if they have follow a spiritual path, they have tapped into Akasha before. If you have done shamanic work, when you enter a deep altered state of consciousness, sometimes you just know that you're so deeply connected that you are there, tapped and connected to this field. But these are random ways of getting there, which is beautiful to get there even in those occasions. And people remember very well that they have been plugged in like that. But I have discovered, I learned a system, a method of using a sacred prayer. The sacred prayer is what fine-tunes our vibration, our frequency, as we read it, because it's encoded in light language and sacred geometry. So just like mantras, when we repeat it, a vibration, internal vibration, is created. You talked about that at the beginning of the show when you said that you were reading my book when you were practicing Taekwondo and you felt this vibration going up and down your spine. Part of that is the encoding that I put in my book. I want to make sure that people get this information. So I encoded the manuscript so with sacred geometry and light language and the vibration of the Akashic Records so people can get this material because it's so important, life-changing. So when we say this prayer and we follow a recipe, the guidelines that are all in my book, but I teach this in my workshops and seminars, then you start connecting, you start bringing your frequency to a much higher vibratory frequency. And when you are done with the formula, when you're done with your prayer, then you are plugged in into the field of Akasha.
And so when we access this field, what can we expect? Are we there to speak to our guides? Are there angels, ascended masters? Who's going to be there to help us with this experience?
Well, the Akashic field is the highest of all fields in the spiritual realm. So below that, you have the angelic field. So the angels are not in the same field. They're just right below it, and then you have the field of spirit guides, etc. So it's like an army from the top. The top is the generals, the president, and those are the masters and teachers, the lords of Akasha, many of whom have taken embodiment, many of whom we have known as members of the Great White Brotherhood. Many people are familiar with that term. So these are masters that have attained their complete and total liberation, and they have ascended to this field, the field of Akasha. But the beauty of Akasha is that there are masters, there are beings that are so pure that they have never taken embodiment. So we have the highest level of consciousness, the highest level of guidance by masters and teachers that are there ready to assist us, ready to take us back to the past so we can heal wounds, addictions, codependencies, past life memories, lacks, anything that you can possibly think so, and bring you to the present moment of their realization of the full potential that is within you. The potential that is so magnificent that far surpasses, the conscious ability to know exactly where we are today, because we can only go as high as our window allows us to go, but when that window opens to other dimensional realities, then the potential is unlimited. So when we tap into the frequency of the Akashic Records, we can go as far as our imagination goes. But every time we heal aspects of ourselves, it's as we open other doors to deeper imagination. So the field of Akasha is a field of infinite potential. And within that field, the ability for you to do anything you want with the guidance of the masters and teachers. And the way that they do it is with the most caring, kind, loving way, because they have been the ones observing, watching, and entering the information of our life's imprint into our book of life.
I love that thought. So how, if when you are connected to this field and you are, how is the information conveyed from these masters and teachers to you? Is it something you hear? Is it something you see?
Mm-hmm. Well, all depends on our abilities. You know, the information, imagine this field, you know, like I said, 500 volts above you. Then you start going up and up and up and up. So as we get closer and closer, it's as if the membrane between Akasha and us opens up. The information starts descending, and we receive it down at the level of the eighth chakra. When that information continues descending in the words, in the language of spirit, light language, sacred geometry, then we have to decipher that information. So when it enters our seventh chakra, at that moment, we use our senses to be able to understand what we are receiving. So depending on your own abilities, you know, if you're auditory, you'll be able to hear. If you're visual, you'll be able to see. If you're a sensorial, you'll be able to feel. Few people have the sense of smell and taste developed to identify the spirit of the masters, but is not outside of the potential, because what it's all about is to be able to have all of our senses fine-tuned so we can receive the information from Akasha using all of our senses, and in that way be able to have a much deeper perception of not only our internal world, but our external environment as well.
One thing that I found really interesting, and it was something that as I was doing some of this work going through your book, is you tell people to keep their eyes open during this process. And so my habitual response when I meditate or anything else is always to close my eyes and bring myself into my center. But you actually suggest to people that they keep their eyes open. Why is that?
Well, because the Akashic Records is conscious work. And consciousness requires to be present, to be truly mindful and present. And part of being present is to be able to access with our eyes what is part of our environment. Now, there are many ways of using the Akashic Records. So if we are sitting, if you come to one of my classes, I'm going to be giving you questions. In my book, you have the questions to answer. So you have to write these answers. And in that way, keeping the process conscious. If you are setting your intention to meditate, then with your Akashic Records, your meditation is going to be so much deeper than it normally would be. So that is another way of using the Akashic Records. If you want to use the Akashic Records while you play some music or while you are doing some healing work, Reiki, Shin, body work, psychotherapy, whatever it may be, you can open your Akashic Records and then have the energy of Akasha descend to give you a deeper experience, greater amount of inspiration, and bring you to the next level of your own personal potential based on whatever it is that you already do. Or whatever you do will do in the future. But keep your eyes open is very critical when we are engaged in questions and answers with the masters. The danger of keeping your eyes closed too much is because when you are in the Akashic Record frequency, your senses are heightened. So your meditation is going to be far more deeper. And if your intention is to engage in questions, there is a chance that you can start trans-channeling. And that is something that we don't want to do. You know, we want to remain fully conscious, fully aware of the experience that we're having, so we're not start tapping into other frequencies, the astral plane or whatever, and we keep it nice and clean with the energy of the masters descending so we can get the answers that we're looking for.
Well, you brought up a good point, and, you know, because there's going to be a lot of healers and such that are listening to this program, and you actually suggest in the book that even if you are, you know, an intuitive or a Reiki master or whatever the case may be, that you practice working with this on its own before you integrate it into your other gifts and abilities. Is that something that you think is really important?
Absolutely, absolutely. What I tell people when they come to my classes is, please take the expert mind and put it aside and come into this workshop with the beginner's mind. The beginner's mind is open, is receptive, is excited to learn something new. The expert mind is already saturated. You know, I'm already a Reiki master. I do this, I do that. So that leaves very little room for new information to come in. So when you enter the Akashic work with a beginner's mind and you receive all of the information that is in my book or that I give you during my classes, then you're going to get to the point of owning the purity of this material. And that's what it's all about. Then once you own this material completely, once you give yourself permission to feel and experience the changes, those adjustments, vibratory adjustments that take place by plugging into this energy, then bring in your other talents. Then bring in your Reiki master, bring in your healing abilities, anything else. And what is going to happen is that the energy of the Akashic Records is going to push your abilities to the next level of your own personal potential. So if you have been doing Reiki for 5 years or 10 years, and on the scale of 1 to 100, you have gone up to level 60, what the Akashic Records are going to come from underneath and push you all the way up.
All right. Well, we'll talk about protection and addictions and how our soul becomes fragmented. We'll do that when we return here on Entanglement Radio on IOM FM.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Alaya, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors. Connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Know what to do, just can't figure out how to fit it all into your busy life? It doesn't have to be that way. Hi, I'm Ellen Baysberg from Seamless Life. Join me every Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio and learn the how of conscious living. Let me and my guests help make your life seamless.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. My guest is Ernesto Ortiz, and he is the author of The Akashic Records. So I want to talk about addictions, because that is actually something that comes up several times in your book. And you really gave me some things to think about when it comes to things like smoking or alcohol abuse or those things that we do very habitually. And what is kind of your take on how those come to be?
Well, They can come to be in so many different ways, Angela. They can be transferred, via genealogy from our parents. If our parents were alcoholic, there's a great chance of that. Also, an addiction that can be created by peer pressure. An addiction can be created by emotional states. You know, if the person is depressed, they want to start taking barbiturates or whatever it is. So they can come in so many, many different ways. But once we have the addiction, then there is that attachment to a substance, whatever substance that may be, but also can be to something that is not a substance, can be an addiction to Facebook and how many hours people spend on Facebook or Twitter or technology like that. Porn is a huge addiction around the world. There are so many addictions, and they are, and every one of them, they're also positive addictions. So let's mention that. So there are the type of addictions that are going to drag you down and diminish your light, diminish the frequencies that you are working with, or there are the addictions that are going to enhance them. So if you are addicted to meditation, that's great. If you're addicted to yoga, that is great, unless you... if you miss a yoga class and then you go into guilt and other stuff like that, then you have a problem in there, because there is an attachment there that needs to be looked at. But there are some positive and negative addictions, and the negative addictions are definitely the ones that are of great concern, because in many cases, especially with substances, alcohol, tobacco, drugs, etc., those are deeply connected to entities. It's as if we carry the alcohol or the nicotine entity like a backpack in our back. And the moment we start working or we try to quit that addiction, that entity turns into a demon and starts fighting. And in many cases, we lose it. People that are addicted to being depressed many times end up committing suicide. And the people addicted to cigarettes, they end up dying of throat or lung cancer. So it's as if every time we take a few steps in the right direction, when we gain some light by doing a spiritual practice, if we fall into the addiction, 10% of the, or 20 or 50% of the light that we gain with our practice is now given to this addictive entity. Now, the personal entity that we carry in our backpack, like a backpack, is going to keep 10% of that light that you just lost, but it's going to give the other 90% to the mother entity that is keeping the world addicted to that same substance. So by you or the individual smoking, drinking, etc., not only you are doing harm to yourself, your body, your mind, and your ability to increase your inner light, but you're also contributing to keeping that addictive pattern alive in the world.
So through this work of accessing the Akashic Records, is there, can you call on your master teachers to help you release yourself from these entities?
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is the beauty of this work, that by learning the art of questioning, and that is what I call it, because there is an art to that, you can start communicating with the masters, with the lords of Akasha, and you can go from the moment that you are right now and start tracing back through the art of questioning this particular addiction, this entity, to the moment of its inception, to the seed origin that can be in this life or previous life. And once we revisit that by being there, we can change the program. So it's relatively easy to do, but people think that is difficult. It is not. It's the spirit world and spiritual work is relatively easy as long as you know the right techniques. And one of the most important things is the belief system that you need to create in order to know that by doing this type of work that you can truly heal, that you can truly embrace the life of your dreams, that you can let go of all the addictions, addictive patterns, behaviors, codependencies, etc., that perhaps keep you from having a beautiful relationship to life itself. Every one of us deserves to have a magical, beautiful life. And if you're not having it, then the question is, why not? So what the Akashic Records can do is give you the ability to explore all of the aspects of your mind, yourself, your conscious, subconscious mind, the inner and outer, to be able to let go of what no longer serves you, to be able to embrace the beauty and the magnificence of who you really are in the space of divine love.
I love it. So you've mentioned this a couple of times, so I think we should address it, about the way that you engage and the questions that you ask. And you talk about the structure of the questions. Why is that so important?
Well, because most people don't know how to ask questions. You know, communication skills lack a great deal amongst people on this planet. And that is one of the major problems in relationships, not the inability to communicate. So we have to learn how to communicate. We have to learn how to ask the right questions. Now, in the spirit world, the masters are not attached whether or not you heal or you answer you ask the right questions in this lifetime. They have been following us for several lifetimes. So if you are meant to, because of your unwillingness to go deep and to ask the right questions, if you're meant to remain stuck for another lifetime or two, the masters are going to wait for you. Because in their time, it's just a blink of an eye. For us, it's another wasted lifetime, or a lifetime, maybe not wasted, but of experiences that makes us get to the point of the self-realization of the importance of knowing how to have a good conversation that can take us from point A to point Q as we deeply deepen into the exploration of the question itself. So we can ask a yes and no question, and if we're satisfied with that, then that is going to be the end of it. But if you're not satisfied with that, by asking the right questions, by formulating questions in a different way, then we can start having the ability to go deeper into the understanding of whatever it is that we are exploring with the masters.
That it's interesting, because lots of times in a lot of other, and I don't know that I would classify this as a tool of divination, but they tell you to ask yes or no questions because it's easier to be able to decipher the answer if it's a yes or no. Mm-hmm. Then here we'll, you know, expand this for you. And that's a completely different way of thinking than, okay, I'm just going to go and make this as clear cut as possible by either telling me I should do something or I shouldn't do something. And I think that that speaks more to how this is really about growing and not just being a crutch in your life as to what should I do now? I have no idea. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, this is about self-discovery, truly self-discovery. You know, if I know that I am addicted to, to cigarettes, I am not, but let's say that, you know, if I was, I ask the question, am I addicted to cigarettes? Yes or no? And the answer is yes. And if I'm satisfied with that, well, that's the end of it. But when we start asking where, when, whom, and how, you know, where was the origin of this addiction? Is this coming from my parents? Was this transferred to me at the moment of the inception of you know, when father and mother were actually conceiving me? Is this coming from a previous life? What do I need to know? Is there anyone else involved? Is there any karmic patterns that exist between me and other people that contribute to having this addiction? I mean, endless questions that can really give us the opportunity to discover ourselves. That's why in my book I call myself or ourselves the inner archaeologist. So when you open your Akashic Records, you become just that, the inner archaeologist. And if you want to go into an adventure of self-discovery, then you're going to have to start digging. And as you dig into this conscious, subconscious, and superconscious mind, maybe you'll find some elements there that need to be released, that need to be let go of. You'll find the skeletons. And everybody has skeletons from this life or previous lives. But when we bring those skeletons to light, they simply dissolve into dust because they have been buried for centuries or lifetimes. And what that does is creates the space in our psyche to bring something new in replacement for what we just let go of. So if we let go of emotional pain directly related to anger, then we can bring, you know, into the emptiness of that joy. And with that, the love of being able to go through that process of self-transformation. So we really need to learn how to ask the right questions so we can go deep into the spaces of healing. So yes and no questions, to me, they're just a waste of time.
I would agree with you. So we have a few minutes before the break. I want to talk about how important is it to protect yourself during this work, and what kind of things would you do to create that spiritual protection?
Mm. It is very important. Not only this work, but any spiritual work is extremely important to protect yourselves. The truth is that there is a battle. The battle of light and darkness is just as real as you know, day and night, and they are dark forces. The entities that we were talking about earlier, you know, they don't want you to shine your light. They want you to keep small. To keep addicted, to keep in the space of what I call woundology, you know, and not to let your light shine. So you must protect yourself whenever you do any type of spiritual work. But with the Akashic Records, you have to protect yourself even more, because now you're increasing your inner light to the next level of whatever you can withstand, you know, at that moment. It's just growing into your own full potential. So protecting yourself is extremely important, and there are many ways of protecting. A shield or a bubble, like an egg around you, that is like a foot thick of glass or plexiglass that is unbreakable, then, you know, that is good. You can put inside of this egg different colors for different outcomes. If you want to have protection, you put the color blue. If you want to have a good healing session, you put the color green, et cetera. And you can also put a mirror coating around it, so if people are projecting energies at you, that those energies of malintent, they're simply bouncing back to where they come from, because we're not karmically responsible to deal with the energy or the projections of others. We're karmically responsible for our own. So as we return it back to them by just simply, you know, putting a mirroring coat on this egg shape, then they become personally responsible for their own creation.
I like it. So we are coming up here on a break. If you are interested in going to my guest website, you can go to journeytotheheart.com, and that's journey, the number two, theheart.com. When we get back, it's our segment Bite Size Brilliance, and we're going to talk about how this, what we're talking about here, affects our daily lives and what skills we need to hone, I guess, to do this work. So we will talk about that and more when we return here after the break with Ernesto Ortiz on Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
The Laying Out of Hands Healing Radio Show is about treating the whole person, mind, body, and spirit. Join me, Charles Smith, as I share life balancing measures such as nutrition and spiritual practices to help you take charge of your own health and wellness every Thursday at 7 p.m. on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
All right. right. We are back. And if you're just joining us now, we are speaking with Ernesto Ortiz, and he wrote a book, The Akashic Records. And this is our segment of the show that I like to call Bite-Sized Brilliance. And it's brought to you by Hestia Health, specializing in mind-body weight loss, awareness development, and energy healing. You can go to hestiahealth.com, where we work with calm minds, open hearts, and inspired lives. So, if you've been listening to this program from the very beginning, we've talked about some very high-level concepts. And so the whole point of this segment is how to bring it on down to our daily lives and see how this work would really affect our day-to-day existence. So I know I would like for us to start this conversation here with you sharing a little bit about how this work changed your daily life.
Oh, wow. That's a good one. I live in Miami, Florida, and in 1992, I think it was, Hurricane Andrew came through Miami, and I absolutely lost everything. You know, I was born in a very well-to-do family in Mexico City, and I always had money. When I left my family when I was 17, I decided to create my own fortune. I just really made a lot of money. I had stores here in Miami, et cetera, visionary art galleries, et cetera. And Andrew came and wiped me out completely. A couple of months before Hurricane Andrew, I was burglarized. They stole a lot of money out of my safe and a lot of jewelry. My mother has just died. So this was an incredible, difficult time in my life. And for the first time ever, I found myself living in my car. You know, because I lost my home, I lost my businesses. I was walking around with $10 or $15 in my pocket thinking, okay, what do I do? Buy a hamburger or $10 of gas. So I truly experienced the deep levels of desperation. But what kept me going, what gave me the guidance, what gave me the means and the step-by-step recipe as to how to rebuild my life was my relationship with the Akashic Records. I knew it back then. I was already teaching. Obviously, there was no classes during that time. No one had any money. But I used the Akashic Records to rebuild my life. And I have rebuilt my life with the guidance of the masters to the point that I am in right now, which is truly living the life of my dreams. You know, I have money. You know, I'm very comfortable. I love to teach, and I travel all around the world. I just came back 3 days ago from Malaysia and Hong Kong, where I was teaching. I'm going to Guatemala in 10 days. I'll go to France and then Bali and India, and I love to photograph. So I'm able to do all of that. I love to love, and I love. Mm. So I am really living the life of my dreams. And from what could have been a space of negativity or deep sorrow that I lost everything and, you know, hard to rebuild and blah, blah, blah. I am now at the space that I am today because of the guidance that I receive every day from the masters.
Wow. And so my listeners that are hearing this, is that the experience that they could, that they should expect, or maybe that's a bad word, the expectation. But so as they read this book and they do the work, how is this going to change their daily life?
Well, you know, each individual, each person is a completely different world. And it will be difficult for me to say it is going to change your life in this way or that way. But let's say that you have not been able to have a clear, good, loving relationship with your brother or your sister because of misunderstandings that took place. Or this could be with your father. I just witnessed this in Hong Kong 2 weeks ago when I was teaching between a young woman and a father that had a troublesome relationship, but the father came to take the class. The daughter was there as well. And the healing that took place between them from the space of understanding, the space of forgiveness, was so beautiful that she said to me afterwards, "This is the first time in my entire life that my father hugs me like this." So that right there is a huge breakthrough. As much as I've seen couples that come to my workshops that are coming to see if this is their, you know, the best way to end their marriage and their relationship. And now 5, 6, 7 years later, they're still together and very happy because they can enter sacred space together. And from that sacred space, have a dialogue based on the language of love, which is what I teach, instead of the language of the mind, which is what creates conflict and argument. So how is this going to change your life? It all depends. It's how much you are willing to really let go of the past, when you're ready to let go, when you're ready to heal, and you're not creating more attachments. You can bring the Akashic Records to every aspect of your life. If you want more inspiration as a mother when you're there with your children, so you can tutor them in a different way, so you can learn to be more kind, more benevolent, more loving with them, the Akashic Records are going to be there to show you how. If you're a musician and you want greater inspiration, the Akashic Records will be there for you. A neurosurgeon in Malaysia that took my classes 3-4 years ago opens his Akashic Records to do brain and spinal surgery, for 10 or 12 hours. I mean, so your life can change in the most magical way, in every aspect that you could dream possible. And you can apply it to everything that you do, but you just have to believe. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe that there are forces, frequencies much, much higher than you, and that the essence of those forces or frequencies is love. And that by you plugging into this, then you can really change every aspect of your life.
I love it. Is there anything other than a willingness to change and wanting to let go of the past? Is there any skills or attributes that somebody needs to do this work, like be a meditator or for a certain amount of time? Or can anyone just new show up and with a willingness to do the work and be able to do it?
Yeah. The number one requirement, prerequisite, if you like, is to have an open heart. If you have an open heart, then the magic will take place. So no, you don't need any special attributes and that sort of thing. In fact, people that come to my classes, I ask the question, how many of you are psychics? So 3, 4, 10 people, whatever, raise their hand. And I say, well, that is going to be against you. Mm-hmm. So take your psychic abilities and put them to the side so you can learn how to tap into the Akashic Records in the purity that are going to be given to you, and then bring your psychic abilities in. So the clearer you are, the more open you are, the more willing you are, without creating any expectations, but just learning how to go through the process. And everything, I really did not hold anything back on this book. You know, I just put it all out there. I know that people sometimes say, okay, you know, certain teachers don't want to give it all right on the first time or right on the get-go because they want you to come back. I'm not like that. You know, the world is just full of people that need this material, and the time of awakening is right now. So together we can truly have the vibration, the love, the kindness, the compassion that is so much needed around the world. Just by looking at the conditions that we have around, we need more people to come to a space of self-healing and embrace their own inner potential to learn the language of love, to embrace beauty, magnificence, and with that, change the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what I keep saying, and in my book I even wrote it, that we are the ones that we have been waiting for. You know, we are the masters, we're the teachers, we're the elders, we're the indigos, we're the crystal children, we're all of it right now. This is the life of awakening, and this is the life of opportunity to be able to embrace, you know, that love and that beauty, and to transform not only our lives, but our world and the world around us.
Oh, I love it. And it's amazing, too. It's all of the other supporting things that we need to get information around, even our technology is supporting our ability to get all of this information out. So like this show, for example. But we only have a couple minutes left, so I'm going to give you the opportunity to share with my listeners how they can find your book, any upcoming workshops, and anything else you'd like to leave my listeners with today.
Thank you so much. Well, yes, they can find me. My website has all the information. It's journeytotheheart.com, and that is with a number 2 or T-O, just as it sounds, journeytotheheart.com. I teach workshops worldwide. My book is The Akashic Records. They can find it on my website or order from Amazon or any other bookseller out there. And, you know, that's about it. You know, so what I would like to leave your radio listeners with is a few words, and this I'm taking out of the back of my book, which is, have the courage to look within. Don't remain in doubt and fear. Gain confidence in self-liberation. Embody your beauty and magnificence. Be happy and share it with the world. Don't be afraid to love, because at the end, it's all that matters.
That is a perfect way to end this. I just want to thank you so much for being on my program today. I will continue to do the work that I have learned in this book. It is it's just come at the perfect time for me. So thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure, Angela. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, next week we will continue our journey into potential impossibilities with Guy Joseph Ale. And we are going to talk about how to ignite our potential as far as healing, as far as what we're able to accomplish in the world. And he is an expert on mind-body energy integration. We're going to be talking about cosmic consciousness and how that relates to our body consciousness and all of that amazing stuff. So that'll be coming up next week. Coming up next on this radio station, we have Om Times Music. So listen in, be inspired and uplifted. If you need to get a hold of me again at any time during the week, you can email me at angela@hestiahealth.com. You can find me on Facebook and on Twitter. I've had a lot of people joining me in the last couple of weeks, and I just love it. So I'd like to hear more about the topics and the people that you'd like me to have on this program. And you can hear this every Wednesday live at noon or 12 p.m. Eastern right here on IOM FM. This is Angela Levesque wishing you love and light. I will see you next week.
Lifestyle.